Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sugar. That's my music. I didn't know I had this music. Well, there's the end of the intro music. So if you've ever been curious about doing a podcast for Blog Talk Radio, I do have a Snowball microphone, but today I want to make sure that I get right on the phone line because I'm sharing, as part of my positivity challenge, I'm sharing the best advice I ever got about weight loss. And so there's three pieces of advice, and I hope that you will stay and listen for these, and you can also listen to the episode on Blog Talk Radio. So here I am, and I'm on Direct Connect on the phone, and I do sometimes use a Snowball mic, but last week I had a little bit of a problem because my intro music kept going and I wasn't close enough to the microphone, and this is an important topic this week, so I want to make sure that I get it onto Blog Talk Radio, so I'm going to do it in my phone. One of the things about being a podcaster is that you want to communicate the ideas that you're passionate about. And the biggest challenge for that is you may have the content and you have the ideas and you have something to share, but you're having a difficult time with the technology. You don't know how to get your message onto a platform where other people can access it and find out if it serves them. So we've got two platforms going here right now. We've got Blog Talk Radio, as I'm talking on this phone, and then we've also got Facebook Live. So if you've got a message that you want to share with the world, Facebook Live works, and so does podcasting through Blog Talk Radio. So today I am sharing with you the three best pieces of advice I ever got about weight loss. So I'm going to go ahead and dive right in with piece of advice number one. Number one, eat simply. Yes, eat simply. Every plan that I ever followed that worked from Atkins, and when Atkins worked for me, it was when I was eating Atkins, but with simple, whole, real foods. So a lot of people, when they think of the Atkins diet, they think of bacon and butter and nothing else. But the truth is, on Atkins, you are eating fat, protein, and you are eating some vegetables generally that grow above the ground and that are low-carbohydrate vegetables. Interestingly enough, that approach only worked as long as I kept it simple and real. As soon as I started to mess with the recipes and tried to create bread, and I tried to create pancakes and cookies that were sugar-free and low-carb, this is when I actually started turning these basic whole foods into trigger foods. So the lesson I had to learn is that whether you're going low-fat or low-carb or vegetarian or ketogenic, if you keep the food simple and nutritious, you're generally not going to overstimulate your appetite. I did. I was very happy. I did a vegetarian week a couple of weeks ago, and it went amazingly well until I started to add what I'll call some fussy foods. I started to add more fancy cheeses, more fancy fruits, more fancy nuts, ended up triggering my appetite and overeating. So it wasn't the fault of the vegetarian strategy. It was the fault of my deciding to get a little sneaky and a little bit naughty with the foods that I was trying to bring in. So once again, no matter what nutrition strategy you're following, I've found that if you keep it simple and keep it whole, you're going to have really good success. One of the pieces of advice I also heard, don't eat anything with more than three ingredients. But that is a way of keeping it very simple. And you'll find that when you keep the menu simple, you keep it satisfying, and very often you can release fat. And that worked when I did Atkins. It worked when I did Diet Center. And it also works on Sugar Freedom. Sugar Freedom, no sugar, no grains, no cravings. But even on Sugar Freedom, I have some desserts, and I have some lovely breakfasty, brunchy type things, and I have to keep it really, really careful to make sure that I don't overeat those foods. Even on Sugar Freedom, I need to keep it simple, and that's how the weight gets released and how it stays off. Best advice I ever got, number two. And this is coming straight from Craig Ballantyne, the creator of Turbulence Training. And, of course, I had the opportunity to become a certified Turbulence Trainer a few years ago and had an extraordinary experience. This is what I learned from Craig Ballantyne and Turbulence Training, train wisely. And what I mean by train wisely is that you have to find the kind of training that works for you, that is safe, that is once again satisfying and has an element of fun, and that is appropriately challenging. But it can't be too hard, it can't be too aggressive, and you don't want to overdo, because especially if you're over 50 like me, you need to train wisely and train safe so that you can keep making your training sessions. In my experience as a personal trainer and also as a group fitness instructor and someone who leads transformation challenges, the number one thing that knocks people out of the challenge and makes them stop their program is injury. And in general, we can get injured when we push too hard, we go too often, we go too long, and what we end up, we start to lose our form, we overdo, and this is sometimes where injury comes on. Now, I call it getting greedy. So when you come in and you train, I want you to train wisely. Don't get greedy and push too hard or too long, because if you do push too hard and too long, you do risk injury, which can knock you out of the box. The other thing I see sometimes is a tendency to justify more elaborate and less simple eating because you've done a long, elaborate training session. Once again, train wisely. Don't justify overeating or extravagant eating because you've done an extraordinary training session. Most important thing is if you get out there and you do a really good training session, for example, maybe you have a new personal best on a lift, or maybe you have a new personal best on your form on a particular exercise, don't go out and reward that with food. Keep it simple. Keep it honest. Don't get greedy. So making sure that we understand that what I had to do in terms of my training is I had to change from what I was doing, which was going from getting in as much as I could, and I had to change to increasing the technique and the challenge and my learning when it came to training. So, number one, eat simply. Number two, train wisely, train safe, and then you'll get more results. Number three, probably the most important of the three, but I have saved it for last. Number three, connect your healthy habits to more than your appearance. Now I can take my glasses off for this because I can sit here and talk about this one. I think the biggest mistake that I made and sometimes continue to make in my work as a personal trainer and group fitness instructor, and also in my own personal journey to health and happiness, is getting too caught up in training simply for the sake of appearance. I want to look better. I want to wear a smaller size. I want the approval of the people around me. If we take our nutrition and our training beyond appearance into something that has to do with serving our families and our community and even more and even beyond that, we can inform our training with something really generous, something really good, and something really wonderful, because then that also connects to one of the physically important things about training, which is rest and recovery. And I'm going to be very honest today, because this is the positivity challenge, and one of the things that keeps me the most positive is connecting my recovery and my nutrition and my training to my faith, to what I believe in. Because what I discovered when I stepped back from diet and exercise for better appearance and I connected nutrition and training to what I could do in the world, not just for me, but for the people I serve, everything changed. One of the elements that people often skip in their physical transformation is rest and recovery. So what I want to invite you to do today is that when you rest and recover, connect to something greater, whether it's faith or whether it's your life purpose or whether it's your family, whatever it is that you are getting healthy for, take time, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, to listen to some beautiful music and go into a gratitude practice. recover and rest, and connect that rest and recovery to something greater than you. The biggest mistakes that I have ever made in my nutrition and my training, and even in my business, have been when I make it about me rather than make it about doing something beyond my own physical appearance. So there are the three best pieces of advice I ever received. I've got them on the board. Number one, eat simply. Whatever that means for you, from keto to vegan, go ahead and be willing to keep it simple, not too elaborate, because any kind of eating you do, as I said, from keto all the way to vegan, you can make elaborate meals with the foods that are in these programs. But if you're trying to release fat, if you're trying to come into a healthier state, if you keep it simpler, you're more likely to satisfy your appetite and pick highly nutritious foods. So, eat simply. Number two, train wisely. Don't get greedy. Train smart, train wisely. And number three, go beyond appearance into life period, life purpose, faith, and what you really want to be and do in the world. So I am Catherine Best Gordon, inviting you to do your best today. I'll do my best. I'm still in the middle of the positivity challenge, and I am definitely noticing a difference in going positive every day, doing my best to eliminate negative speech, eliminate negative thought, and see what's coming in to replace those negative speeches and those negative thoughts. We're living in interesting times. I know that we're living in serious times. I'm very, very aware of that. And I know we do sometimes need to take things seriously. But in many areas of our lives, and definitely in the area of health and fitness, I'm doing this positivity challenge where I'm doing my very best to talk about what works, talk about what I'm happy about, and stay away from the negative. And, of course, I'll continue to let you know how it goes. If you're interested in the Sugar Freedom Program, it's available at sugarfreedom.com. If you're interested in training, my training programs, you can contact me, are available through katherinetraining.com. So this has been the Sugar Freedom Show with my best advice I ever got on losing weight. Thank you for being with me, and we are going to be moving the Sugar Freedom Show. It is going to be coming to you because of my schedule. I am going to be going live at 6 a.m. Pacific on Mondays. So look for the next Sugar Freedom Show, Monday Motivation, starting this Monday at 6 a.m. as we continue the Positivity Challenge. So thank you for being here with me on the Sugar Freedom Show, and we'll talk next time. Bye-bye, everybody.